Episode 1141, Winning Isn't Everything.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you well rested for the weekend? Yes, we need rest just so we can play harder. Well, today is Relationship Builders Day, and we all need a play date. Get ready, because winning isn't everything. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, you've heard the saying, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing, but not in marriage. As a sports lover, I can most certainly understand how Coach Sanders would want to encourage his players to win. He was a UCLA football coach way back in the 1950s. However, in relationships, especially in marriage, winning isn't everything, period. You just got to strike out, it's the only thing. Because if that's what's going on, well, that's for another episode. Because we're not getting very far if we think that winning is everything in our marriage. It's more about sharing and compromising, loving when it's easy, and more importantly, loving when you don't want to. Ouch, that last one really hurts. Now, this idea of winning, always being right, well, it's something that comes easy for all of us. It's called human nature. Who doesn't want to win? Who doesn't want to be right? I know I do. In fact, my husband and my children and probably my dog and my kitty cats and anybody else who's worked with me would say, Christiane wants to win. She wants to do it right and she wants to be right. Now, I got to tell you, that can go a long way. It can be a very positive attribute. You can be very persistent and consistent, determined, some would call it stubborn. And you look at it all and you can spin it to the positive. However, you can also spin it to the negative. And in marriage, usually it spins to the negative. Why? Well, let's start with a story. Just yesterday, I heard myself saying multiple times throughout the day, why do you always have to be right? And it was a theme for the day. I don't know why it was on my mind and why it was coming out of my mouth, but I would catch myself. Now, I got to tell you this. We were at this big box store and we were getting a brand new mattress and some box springs. And so things were a little bit crazy. We were trying things and a little bit, you know, fighting the weather between rain and sunshine and humidity and trying to get everything done within a short period of time. Well, you know, everyone wants to win and everyone wants to be right. They want to get the job done. Well, for whatever reason, that seemed to be my theme of the day. And I kept saying, what is it? Why do you always have to be right? How do you think that opened up the conversation? Anytime I said that. It didn't, did it? No. In fact, those comments only put your spouse on the defensive. And anyone on defense is going to come back fighting. Because you just can't fight fair. When you're putting someone in the corner, you better believe they're going to come out and come at you. We do this in marriage and we do it every single day. And by the time it does come to the end of the day, oh yeah, it only gets worse. Frustration builds and patience lessens. Winning isn't everything. Loving is. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do everything in love. Sounds very simple. Well, it is. You see, love when it's hard. Love when it's easy. Love always. That needs to be your new theme song. And I know I'm trying to replay it over and over and over in my head because I struggle with it. Not the love part. I get the love part, but love, not just the love as in like, I love you, but love as in putting it into action. What happens when you get frustrated? It's the actions that follow the frustration that people remember. It's the tone of voice. It's how you, and the really how, you know, the words that you use, how you speak to them. Maybe how you walk away in a conversation. Do you just stomp off? Do you slam the door or do you gently close it regardless? I know already you're thinking about three or four situations you have recently been in. Because winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Well, that seems to be the theme of how we live our lives. And we've got to scratch it off. We've got to erase that and understand that do everything in love. That's the theme we need to adopt. Love when it's hard. Love when it's easy. Love always. How do you do that? It's a simple question. Ask yourself this every single time. How can I show love in the moment? Remember, love is not just a word. It's not a four-letter word. It's a beautiful four-letter word. And it has powerful meaning to it. But the meaning isn't powerful unless if you put love into action. Love is action. Love is a verb. We are to act upon it in order to make it come to life. And if we're sitting there putting our spouses in the corner and putting them always on the defensive, we're not going to get anywhere. And I know for my hubby, he gets frustrated with me over and over again. And I did. I put him in the corner so many times yesterday. It was unfair. Totally unfair. Now, yes, he had his unfair time to me because it is a two-way street, but I have to own up to what I did, where I was standing, the actions that I was taking. Now, that's hard to admit, but life isn't easy, and if we want to change and if we want to become our best selfie, we have to be realistic, not idealistic, but real with who we are at the time, in the moment. So when you're in this heated moment, or maybe it's even a calm moment, whatever moment you're in, stop and in your head, ask yourself this question. How can I show love? How can I show love? How can I show love in this moment? This question will deflate your frustration, your anger. It will deflate your anxiety, your fear, and your nerves. Do everything in love. When you're in that situation, like we were at the box store, getting the mattress and box springs. And yeah, it's much easier to have somebody deliver it. But no, we were going to be brave and we were going to do it together as a family unit. Yes, build up this whole idea of us being a tribe. Okay, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not. In the end, it was wonderful. Don't get me wrong. But our honey to-do list, well, it can put everybody in the frustration kick mode. We are just all on edge, right? When you're doing those weird projects around the house, it's just one thing after another. For whatever reason, somebody's doing something right, somebody's doing something wrong, and it's always the opposite person who you think it should be doing it is doing it. Okay, so now that we've talked to ourselves in circles, how can I show love in the moment? You have to pause. How can I show love here? Maybe it's to calm your voice. And sweetly say, let's stop for a moment here. Are you sure that screw goes here? Maybe we should loosen this here instead of saying, well, don't you think we should, you know, just stop screwing it in and then just loosen it? Already I'm getting uptight. I mean, I think my face is turning red. I know my blood pressure's going up. I'm talking faster. My breathing pattern's changing. You can hear the tone of my voice instead of calming down. And saying, okay, let's stop for a minute. What if we take the screw? Let's hold on, don't move, and let's see what we can do. It changes everything, doesn't it? How can I show love in the moment? What about your child struggling with homework? Oh, I am so guilty. I can be sitting there trying to explain things over and over and over again. I think I understand it fine because I'm teaching it. I got it. I know how to do it. But your child looks at you and they're like, deer in the headlights, I'm not understanding it. And next thing you know, you're saying, oh, I don't know why you don't get it. You're frustrating me. How is he or she frustrating you? You're the one who's trying to explain something to them. They should be the one who's frustrated at you. How can I show love in the moment? Maybe it's to make him laugh. Tell a joke. Break the ice. Get away from the craziness that you're in and then get back into it. That'll change the focus up. How can I show love? Maybe your spouse has had a bad day at work. Oh, these days you just cannot control when your spouse has had a bad day at work. And that work can be at home. If you come home and your hubby or your wife has been home with the kiddos all day and they've had a bad day at home, oh dear, you better watch out. Same in the corporate world. When your spouse has had a bad day, it is hard to erase that. And they carry it with them throughout the entire evening. It just lingers and lingers and lingers. And you're like, will it just go away? No, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But you can't take away the day that they had because you weren't responsible for what happened at work, even though, yes, at times you feel like you are because you're the one being attacked at home. I know. But remember, how can I show love in the moment? Do everything in love. You see, winning isn't everything. Loving is. Love is action. Love is a verb. Love is not just a word. It's power when put into action. So what can you do to put your love into action today? Because winning isn't everything. Maybe you are on the defensive right now. Maybe you're the one in the corner because you feel like you're being attacked. Or maybe, turn the tables, you're the one attacking. Either way you look at it, it's tough. I want to come beside you and really allow you, number one, to express where you are. When we are caught up in relationships, we don't always see what other people see. So being able to express ourselves without any judgment, because we do feel judged in our marriages. Come on, let's get real. You know I am real with you. We all feel judged. We won't admit it. We don't necessarily have these heart-to-hearts with our spouses, but we think about it. Oh, he just didn't like it. So anyway, he just went off on me like that. You'll go talk to your girlfriend, but you won't talk to him. That's being very dishonest with your spouse, and that's not loving him where he's at. And it's really disheartening to your marriage. It's slowly breaking the foundation of your marriage. You want to build your relationship layer by layer by layer. So when you have tough times, you can go, okay, we had a moment. Maybe the moment lasted 2 minutes. Maybe the moment lasted 2 weeks. Whatever that moment is, you want to have that strong foundation. Because if you believe winning is everything, it's a slippery slope you're riding right now. And it's only a matter of time. So I want to come beside you and help you, whether you're on the offense or the defense right now, whether you're stuck in a corner or you're the one controlling everything. No judgment here. I want to come beside you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. We talked about love is action. Love is a verb. Show some self-love for you today. Click on that link, take aim. That will begin our conversation. When I receive that little note you're going to send me, it's just a little form you fill out. It'll come directly to me. No one else sees it. And what happens then is that I will contact you via email. Check your spam or your junk. Sometimes it ends up there. I've had that happen, especially with Gmail accounts. It can end up there. So check all your spam and junk folders. And we will set up a coaching call. It's free. My gift to you. You see, winning isn't everything, But building a marriage on a strong foundation is. And we start today. Do everything in love. So as you're going through this weekend, maybe you've got the honey to-dos. I am getting spring fever. I am so ready to be outside all the time and having lots and lots of sunshine and enjoying the breeze and, you know, listening to the birds and watching the squirrels and hearing, you know, just the wind blow and how it, you know, just blows throughout the trees and the different sounds it makes. And just sitting there and being still. Oh, I've got spring fever and it's time. If you are doing that this weekend, going, gosh, I just want to go and do something, then guess what? Start first with your marriage. What can you do to build your marriage up? Winning isn't everything. Loving is. Do everything in love. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.